This is also my first night telling a story on a microphone. I want to apologize to Shauna because I put her on stage. We had that little look. We looked at each other, and I'm like, we had that little look, and I'm like, oh, yeah, she's totally down. I'll put her name in. And then I came back, and I sat down, and she's like, you didn't put my name in, did you? I'm like, oh, shit, she wasn't down. Are there no cussing rules or anything?
No, like, go for
okay.
it. No.
I'm not really a dirty mouth, but sometimes I can't help myself. So I couldn't decide which story to tell. I have a coming of age, and I have an action adventure. Can I see a hand for coming of age and action adventure? Action adventure. Looked pretty close. Okay, I think action adventure took it by like one vote though.
Billong's Roman.
I'm sorry, I got.
You're good.
I feel like I'm all up in the microphone space.
You're all right. You're all right.
I don't want to be disrespectful. This is high school. I'm 16 years old, and I'm driving a group of friends, a group of cool friends. Right? There's some of my age. There's some that are like seniors. And we're all coming back from a party. We had a good time. We all had a little bit to drink. I shouldn't have been driving. I wasn't too drunk, but don't judge me. We're in Orange County, California, so there's probably some pretty well-off kids there and some people who don't have too much to do with their time. And we're driving on this one-way road. It's like a divided road, so one side is like a bike lane plus one lane. There's a couple cars parked over on the side. I'm driving a big Suburban. Have you ever seen a 1989 Suburban? Bad things happen in that truck. Bad things. Both my sisters had that truck before me. They called it the sin bin. I can't believe people didn't get sick from just sitting in it. There's two cars over, like, parked in the bike lane. And the front one's like this big raised Toyota truck. If you've ever been to Southern California, you know that's a normal thing. One behind it's like this little sports car. And I'm just driving up, and I'm like, what are these guys doing over here? So I just kind of slow down a little bit, get up to the trucks, nice squeeze by, you know, a couple feet to spare, and get past them about 5 miles an hour, and I take off, and I go up the hill. So I'm going up this hill, I look in my rear view, and the Toyota truck is maybe like 10 feet, 5, 10 feet from me on my ass. I'm doing about 55 miles an hour uphill. This guy's like right on me. I'm like, oh, shit, what's going on? Is this guy chasing me? So I put my foot on the gas, and I get up to like 60, 65, and this guy's still right on my ass. I'm like, absolutely, there's no doubt about it. This guy's chasing me. Well, I'm in like a 2.5-ton truck. And he's in, like, a little tiny Toyota pickup that's, you know, really high off the ground. So I'm not too worried about what he's going to do to me in a car, because we get to the other side of the hill, and I know this thing's, like, I think it's, like, a 5%, 6% grade on the other side. It's a steep hill on the other side. And I've got probably 5, 6 people in my car, so I'm not going to speed. I'm going to take it easy. I know. So I get to the other side, and I'm coming down about 50 miles an hour. The street widens out. Toyota truck comes over to the side and pulls up beside me. And comes, like, starts veering me off, and I start slowing down a little bit, but I'm staying really close to him, so he's scared, you know? He knows I'm bigger than him. Staying really close to him, and then I think of it. I see this neighborhood over on the right, and I'm like, yeah, that's the ticket. I know this neighborhood. So I slam on my brakes, and I go over to the neighborhood at the right, and he slams on his and goes to a skidding halt in the middle of the street. And I pull into this neighborhood, and all I hear is, boom! And everybody in my car is like, "Whoa!" I'm like, what the hell just happened? And I like look over, and they're like, I guess the guy in the little sports car had been trying to catch up to us, and he was speeding down this 5 or 6% grade. His buddy had skidded to a stop in the middle of the street. We turned out of the way, and they hit each other. So awesome, you know, like 10 points. I'm in a movie, and like I'm going out of the neighborhood, and I'm feeling good. But I get to the light to get out of the neighborhood, and it's red. And I see the Toyota truck come speeding around the corner, and he stops right in front of me, and he locks me into the neighborhood. All right, I'm not, I mean, you guys are probably pretty intimidated. I'm a big guy. Like, I was the exact same size, maybe a little bit smaller in high school. So the guy in the red truck gets out with his buddy. They're both about 200, 215 pounds, lots of meat on them. And he gets up in the passenger side window. My buddy Jason just, like, squeezed a turd on my seat. And he's, like, drooling on Jason, like, screaming at me, foaming at the mouth. His buddy's over there just kind of, like, backing him up. The guy in the sports car pulls up into the neighborhood, and he's kind of, like, watching from behind. This guy's getting up in my buddy's face and, like, trying to yell at me. He's like, get out of the car! I'm sitting there like, I'm an honor student, dude. I know that if I get out of the car, you're just going to kick my ass. Like, there's no question about it. And he's like, no, I just want to talk. I'm like, talk. My buddy's pissed off. He hit his head on his windshield. He broke his windshield. I'm like, I didn't do that. Somebody threw a beer can at me. Did anybody throw a beer can at him? Nobody's saying anything in the back of my car. People are kind of like, I've got a big guy back there. I've got a small guy. The only person saying anything disrespectful to him is a girl who knows who he is. He's like this roided out football player that graduated 2 years ago. And she's like, Chuck, get the fuck out of here. You're such an asshole. I'm like, Chuck, don't piss him off. So Chuck's truck is parked right in the middle of the intersection, and about 5-10 minutes of him drooling and yelling, finally one of his friends decides to pull the truck out of the middle of the intersection. 2 minutes go by with his head hanging in. The second his head comes out of the passenger side window, my foot was on the gas and I was out. They didn't catch me.